Hey, it's the Real Estate Steps Podcast. Welcome to your number one resource for real estate information. Hey, everybody, it's Bob here again, and we're here with Nick and Farnoosh Vahedi. Oh, man, see, I knew I'd mess the name up. Farnoosh, can you say your name for me again?
Farnoosh Vahedi.
Vahedi.
See, it's not that hard.
I know.
Of course, I've been living with Dimitropoulos.
Anyway, hey, Nick, where's Amir at?
Amir is, can you believe this? Amir is in Dubai. He is at the Asian World Cup Games. It's a soccer tournament. And he's got a really good friend, a real estate investor friend of his, that basically took him there.
Wow.
So I wish I had a friend like that. And he's spending the week there. They're having a hell of a time. You know, we see him on Facebook with little videos and stuff. So Amir is living the big life in Dubai. He'll be back next week.
That's great. Hey, Nick, why don't you talk a little bit more about what Farnoosh does and why you wanted to have him on the program?
Farnoosh
today
is a loan agent with CMG Financial. We met and talked. He was over here talking to our group about some interesting programs they have. A very interesting program they have is something called a 3-2-1 buy down. Is that what it's called, Farnoosh?
Yes.
Okay. It's really great for first-time home buyers. Basically, what it does is it allows the first-time home buyer to buy down their rate, so their initial payments for the first couple of years are relatively low, and then it ramps up, okay, to where it becomes a fully amortized loan. Is that correct, Farnoosh?
That is
correct. Okay. So Farnoosh is going to talk about a little bit. Our guest, Farnoosh from CMG Financial.
Well, great. Thank you, Nick and Bob, for having
You're
me
welcome.
Here. Nick is absolutely right. This product has been designed to help the first-time home buyers to transitioning to the home ownership. Give them a break on the first 3 years that they can adjust and, you know, get to the full payment of the mortgage, which is 30 years fixed, instead of being adjustable. So it does have a lower introductory rate, just like any adjustable loan, but this is a fixed loan. And you can use the sellers, builders, any other third party to pay the cost for that buy down that you can take advantage and save a lot of money on the first 3 years. So I will give you guys three examples who would this be great for. One of them will be transitioning from renting to buying. I know a lot of times buying is at the same price or might be slightly higher, depends on the house that, you know, any client can buy, but the payment gonna go up. So with this way, what they would do is they can keep their mortgage payment as low as possible, because the first year, imagine you pay 3% less interest rate, that can bring your payment a lot down for first year. And then second year, it will be 2% lower, the third year, 1%, and then you will get to the fully amortized loan, and you will pay the same payment for 27 years. So this way, your payment not gonna go jump $1,000 more a month. It will be maybe a few hundred. So that would be better for renters to adjust, because as you buy a home, you want to customize it, you buy some other stuff, you want to fix something, maybe. It all depends on different scenarios, so your hands are more open. So that would be great, great for renters that are going to become first-time home buyers. And also, the other example will be great for people who are expecting an income increase. So for example, your husband and wife, and your wife get pregnant and she wants to stay home for a little bit, so you lose one source of income. So you will be on a single income for that, you know, first maybe year or two. So this way, you can still go buy a house with a confidence that your payment will be still manageable with one source of income. So you don't wait 2-3 years that the house is gonna go higher in the prices and interest gonna go up. So you're gonna buy your house right now, you can manage your payment with one income, and then once the other partner, it can be husband or wife, that was just an example, you know, one thing, a lot of things can happen and unexpected, that one source of income in a family will be lost for a few years until they get back to the workforce. So this way you can still manage your payment, buy a house at a great low rate today, and then have a manageable payment until the next 3 years that you do have the other income back. And you can, you know, manage the payment. And also we have some other events, unfortunately, that happens that people, you know, won't be able to make as much as they want for any other reason, even if they're a single owner, if they have a self-employment, for some reason, you know, injury or anything else, they can do less work than what they can fully do. And they know as soon as they feel better, they go out there again and make a lot more money than what they're making right now. So it's still, they can go out and buy their house. So it is a great program for people that want to say that, you know, I cannot do it right now because of this. But I know in 2 years I will be 100% ready to buy it. So this way they can become a homeowner today with a great rate and a great prices that we have in the market. The best part about it is borrower can't pay for this and it's completely fine. But this been designed for a third party to promote this and give it to the buyer as incentives when they buy a house. So for example, builder is one.
Okay. Okay. You know, so they could use this for new home sales.
Absolutely. Okay. Absolutely. If you go to the brand new builder, make sure you go with your realtor.
Right.
But instead of, you know, countertop or anything else or $9,000 to your closing costs, you can use that $9,000 to buy down your rate on your brand new house and have a very low payment. And we all know what you can do with that saving, your backyard. Mm-hmm. Because when you buy a brand new house,
yeah,
guess what? There's no backyard. Exactly. So I'm just going to give you an example. You know, I will go with the low numbers because I don't want to exaggerate this a sure. lot. So $300,000 purchase, that's very reasonable.
Well, I've
right?
got right on your computer, on your website, I've got $350,000.
Perfect.
Okay, set up here. So awesome. Do you want me to read this off? So I plug the numbers in. It says for year one, your monthly payment will be $1,482.
Yes.
Okay. Which is amazing. Your interest rate of 1.5%, and that's because you're buying that down.
Exactly. So it will be 3% less on the first year. So just to make sure, what we just mentioned is a principal and interest only, is not including a tax, I believe.
Well, this one does include. Does it? Yeah, the principal is $460. Fantastic. This is a great website, by the way, and
yeah,
we'll talk about this and we'll have links to this. The principal is $460. The interest is $747. Your taxes are $225. That's not going to change. And your insurance is $60 or $50. That's not going to change. For a total of $1,482 a month.
That is
so correct. Yeah, that's less than most rents out there, folks.
So when you say buy down, who's doing the buying, and what is that? Who has to come up with that money?
Seller can come up with the money, or builder can come up with the money, or a third person. We can contribute. Or any third party to a transaction can contribute. If there's no one wants to do it, buyers still have an option to do it themselves. So if they have some extra money that they can afford that, they can do that and they bring their payments lower at a time of purchase. So it can be a combination of few people's contribute to, it doesn't have to be just one person. So
can it be a gift? Could it be gifted?
Yeah, as okay. long as the money is coming from the borrower, it can be gifted. That's not a problem.
Now, could it be part of the 3% contribution, seller contribution, if they wanted to do that?
That's actually up to 3% seller contribution, yes. Okay. So okay. I was going to say builder was a great example. And where I wanted to go was, we'll just say, because I crunched the numbers, so I have exact number for people. On a $300,000 purchase, if they go to the builder, right, you buy your house, we say just for example at 5%, just have a round numbers, which interest rate can be lower, which it is lower. But 5%, you're going to first year pay only 2% interest rate. And that will result in almost $6,019 less for first year.
Right.
And second year, you're going to save another $4,147. Third year is $2,136, which is total of $12,303 for first 3 years. And Nick and Bob, you guys can tell me if with $12,000 you can get a great backyard.
Absolutely.
So you can do this if you just go buy a brand new builder. You can get your backyard done, which I've seen in many cases. People years there, they just can't. You know, it's hard. You know, when you get to the being realistic, it's hard to get your backyard done. So that's a great way. And also, we say if you buy a resale house. So for a seller, as we are getting to the summertime, we know the market's going to be hot. We know we're going to see a lot of listing out there. This will be one of the ways they can stay competitive. You know, if they have to lower their price for any reason, they can use this as a tool mm-hmm. to attract more buyers towards their house versus any other house. Because if you can offer this on your house, to say we'll give you $10,000 towards your buy down and your buyer, whoever it will be, uses, they're going to save a lot, this almost $12,000 in the first 3 years.
Right.
You know, they will probably consider that house, I would say, compared to any other house in the market. So it's a great tool for the buyer. It will benefit the buyer 100%, but it can be a great tool for the seller as well to sell their property and make it more compelling or make it more competitive in a market out there. So realtors can really use this program to market their house, because imagine if you put a $1,400 payment on your flyer, I would think you will get more traction at your open house or anywhere else. So
that's a, this is a great tool to not only sell your house, okay, you can attract buyers that way, but it's a great tool for buyers to buy a house.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
it benefit like the buyers 100%, you know. For a seller, the benefit is, you know, they can stay competitive and sell the property, which I'm sure the real estate agent would, you guys would do an amazing job selling that. But again, in a competitive market, that can be something to consider instead of just lower your price point. You know, just try to stay a little bit lower.
So this is a great idea, because I've got an open house this weekend on a property, and I think what I'm going to do is, with your help, create, I have the flyer on the property, but create a separate flyer that explains this loan program, so when the people come in, they can physically see numbers, okay? People want to see numbers. And then when they see this and they go, oh, wow, this is the price? This is what I'm going to be paying? Yeah, let's do that after this,
podcast. Absolutely. You know, I'm a number guy, and I believe numbers don't lie.
Right.
So when people see the numbers, everything else that, you know, is there, it goes out the window. So showing the numbers and showing the savings can be a huge benefit to the buyers.
One of the other things that's really key is that it's not, like you said, an adjustable rate. And so they're like wondering, oh, what's going to happen next year? All of this is pre-calculated out ahead of time. So it's a fixed amount. They know that it's going to go up by this percentage. It's this percentage this year. It's this percentage next year. It's that percentage the year after that. And that's already pre-calculated.
Absolutely. You know, that's actually, you know, the good thing is it's fixed. And also, because as we all know, either in a real estate or mortgage, there's a cycle that rates go up, down, and everything. So this way, you can secure your loan for the next 3 years, especially at the moment right now, there are a lot of uncertainty in the market. So nobody knows it's really going to go up as they plan, which, you know, is more likely, but, you know, you never know. So in an event that, you know, really goes up, you're secure. In an event that goes down, you took a benefit of 3 years of low interest rate, 2%, 3%, 4%. I mean, it's nothing out there in the market right now that you can get 2% interest rate, right? So after 3 years, you can see the market, where they are, and then if they're lower interest rate, you can also, you know, get that as well.
So does it lock in a rate right now for the end of the third year?
Yes.
It does.
So okay. What we do is, again, we want to promote home ownership. So we want to make sure the loans that we do, people are fully able to repay.
Right.
And for doing that, we will qualify them based on the full interest rate.
Okay.
So if, for example, if the interest rate will be 5% after 3 years,
right,
we're going to qualify them on a 5% just to make sure they're fully able to repay the loan.
Okay.
We're not going to lower to 2% to get them qualified, and later on they might have a hard time paying it when it goes to the 5%. So that's definitely not our intention. We're trying to promote a home ownership that people can take advantage of the products that we have, you know, achieve their dreams.
Now, is this only for conforming loans, people coming in with 20% down?
No, this can be used with any conventional or FHA loan.
Okay, okay. What about VA?
VA, we do not offer that on a VA, unfortunately,
okay,
at this point.
But you can use it with conventional or FHA loans.
Absolutely. As low as 3% down on a conventional and minimum of 3.5% down on FHA.
What about qualifying? Are the rules a little more stringent? Do you have to have perfect credit?
No. This actually has nothing to do with qualifying. This is not a new loan. This is just a product that we offer on top of the regular conventional or FHA loan. So all the guidelines, qualification, everything stays within the guidelines of the conventional or FHA. This is just a product that we can add as a feature, basically, to the loan to help the client.
Nice, nice.
So then how much does this actually cost, you know, number-wise? Like, say, Nick, you had a $350,000 house on your website there.
Right.
What is it that the seller or the buyer has to come up with?
So for the 5% down, I believe what the cost would be is very similar with the client saving. there's not a lot that you buy it down or anything that you pay, like, for example, $300, save $600. You do save a little bit, but most of the time it matches exactly what you're saving. Basically, what would happen is you have the third party prepaid that for you in advance.
And what would that be?
For example, for the $300,000, it would be roughly about same exact $12,000.
It'd be about $12,000.
$12,000.
Okay, and that covers the 3 years.
Exactly.
Okay.
And then if the seller only can contribute only up to 3%, which is a max, that would be $9,000. And then, you know, borrower can pay the other three. Or if they really just want to have the seller and take advantage of it, it doesn't have to be 3-2-1. It can change it to the 2-1. So they can only have it for 3 years, or they can only have it for 1 year. Okay. However, that are comfortable, you know, exactly. Imagine, like, you know, if you get a, it happens a lot of time, you know, if you do, sometimes, you know, we have seller credit and they do have money and down payment and everything. And we see, you know what, we can use, if you're comfortable, use that extra money that seller is giving us towards this program, at least for first year or, you know, for 2 years, we can lower your interest rate, you know, because we do see that there is a little bit of, you know, excess money there. And they were able to get a lot of seller credit for it. So it can be used for 2 years, 3 years, or 1 year, and can help them to lower their payments for those years.
So it's a combination of seller credit, buyer credit. What if the agent wanted to provide a credit?
That's completely fine as well.
Okay.
Yeah, if agent chooses to participate, okay. If the seller is only doing 2%, you guys can cover the other 1% if you guys want to.
Okay.
That should be completely fine.
So this is a great tool. Again, it's good for agents because we can use this to market, for homes that are sold. We can use this to help our buyers buying a home. It's good for sellers and it's good for buyers. It's a great tool all around. When I first looked at this, you know, I started thinking, is this negative amortization? But it's not, because it adjusts in the third year and it takes that all into account.
Absolutely. And it's not 30 years after the 3 years, just to clarify that for our audience. It is, the total is 30 years.
Right.
You just take advantage of the first 3 years, right, to be lower rate, and you have, right, 27 years to pay after that, or, right, 26. Right.
And what about a lot of times folks like to get the mortgage interest deduction. What happens with that? And do they have the same amount of mortgage interest that goes on there? Is that mortgage interest really what that buy down is? You know, is that what they're paying in that? So that, let's say the number we were working with earlier was 12,000. So would that 12,000 be a deduction? Is that considered mortgage interest?
It would not be considered as a mortgage interest because it's a buy down, as we call it.
Mm-hmm.
But I would, as you mentioned, I would highly suggest have them check with a tax advisor. But I believe just because it is a cost to the borrower buying a house, they will be able to write it off. But I can check with the tax advisor. But I think this will be a cost. It's almost like if you just get a regular loan and buy down your rate,
right,
that buy down can be as a write-off.
Yeah, there's gotta
so be this will be also able. And the good thing is, because third parties paying for it has nothing to do, because it's still a cost to the borrower, so they can write it off.
So then the mortgage interest is only going to be that 2% that year.
Absolutely. Okay. So they only can write off what they pay for.
Okay. So it's not, there's, and then exactly contact a tax person about regarding the actual transaction costs that are,
exactly,
going in. Okay. You know, that would be an interesting thing, because if the seller goes, I can write that off, you know, because a lot of times the seller is going, hey, wait, I got to pay a lot of taxes here. I'd be curious to find out if there is a tax advantage to the seller to providing that.
Yeah, that would be a great question, because it is a cost to them as well,
mm-hmm,
selling their house. So I think a tax person can definitely speak about it, and I can't say,
right,
exactly yes or no.
Right. Interesting.
So are you seeing a lot of people use this program?
Absolutely. Absolutely. People love it because we are in a rising interest rate environment right
now.
You know, this is the best way to lock in and buy your house in a rising interest rate at the lower interest rate.
You mentioned interest rates, and I know we have a lot of listeners out there. I don't want to pull the wires out here and my foot's caught in something. We have a lot of listeners out there that are interested and curious about the rates and what's going to happen in 2019. What do you see about that? What do you hear? What are some of the projections out there about what's going to happen with the interest rates this year?
Well, it is very interesting this year compared to the years before, because there's a lot, again, uncertainty in the market for, you know, a lot of reason between us, you know, and other countries, all the negotiation that is going on and trade war, obviously. You know, Federal Reserve has a scheduled increase. But being that said, they wanted to increase the rate again in the last December, which they didn't, because the market did not react the way that they were expecting, and they actually dropped. So we were at the, you know, for example, I'll make it simple, we're above 5% or at 5% for about a month and a half after they raised the rate, right? And they thought the market can handle it because of the inflation and everything else, but market reacted differently. So in December, November, actually mainly in December, and now we actually see a lot of decrease in interest rate. So it actually came down a little bit. So we're still in fours now. If you have a good credit and everything, you can still get an interest rate at 4%, which is still is very good. You know, I see people that are used to the old interest rate of very low, like 3% maybe, but those were phenomenal. But I think still at 4%, we're at very good interest rate for houses compared to where people paid 8-9% before.
I remember saying years ago, oh, rates will never go below 5. 5 will be the best we'll ever see. And sure enough, they went down.
Yeah,
exactly. So, you know, to kind of answer your questions, I do think they're going to go up a little bit, not tremendously. But they're going to go up as the inflation goes up and everything else. But again, no one has a crystal ball to tell exactly what's going to happen.
I'm glad you're saying, so it sounds like the Federal Reserve is very cautious.
Absolutely.
You know, they're very careful how they're doing this, and they're watching the market to see how the market reacts to that. Exactly. I'm glad to hear that.
Yeah.
I'm glad to hear that. Okay. Okay, good. And your predictions for home sales this year, you think it's going to continue to be strong?
Absolutely. I think 2019 will be a strong year for home sales.
Yeah.
There are going to be a lot of sales going on, a lot of new buyers in the market.
I'm seeing an increase, an uptick in interest since last month. Of course, the holidays, it always slows down in the holidays.
Absolutely. That's very typical.
But this month, I've already seen an increase in interest and activity.
I actually, as a matter of fact, I get a lot more phone calls now. As you know, we talk to a lot of people. You know, some of them are ready, so we get them going. Some of them are, you know, need a little bit more time to think about it, make decision. And people that I talked to last year, now they're all start calling again. And yeah, they're now saying, you know, we file our taxes. So I guess if people have a little bit of tax returns or anything else, people are ready to buy houses. And now we're going, I think it will be a very hot season this summertime. I'm ready for it. We have full force to get things done. And I am very excited about 2019. I think it will be a phenomenal year.
Talk about the website that he has that is really cool about being able to calculate this. So people want to have a level of comfort, confidence operating that. And so I think if they were to go in and look at your website, they're able to go in there and play with the numbers. You know, there's no commitment or obligation. It doesn't, you know, lock them in. They're not doing an application. They're just able to experiment to see what's the options there and how it all works. So,
absolutely. You're absolutely right. It's just a website. You don't need any information. It's just a simple calculation. And the good thing is 3-2-1 is one of the calculations you can do. There's some other ones that you can do that are great saving plans. Rent versus buy. If you're really a renter and wondering, is it really worth it for me to rent for 2 years to save a down payment and go buy a house? Go to my website and do the calculation. We don't ask for your name, email, nothing. You don't need to provide anything. It's just a public website. You go to and do all the calculation, and it shows you all the numbers. You can see your purchase power. You can compare rent to own. You can do the 3-2-1. Mm-hmm. And also there are some other saving plans. So you can really compare to see what you want to do. And if you like it, you can contact me and I will be happy to explain everything in details further.
CMGFI.com.
That is correct.
That's the website. And what's your phone number for Anoush if they want to get a hold of you?
It's 916-671-6925. Feel free to call me or text me, whichever that is easier for you. I'm always available.
We'll have a link on our Facebook page,
right?
Also our Twitter feed. So,
and also our podcast page as well.
Our podcast page as well.
Which is realestatesteps.net.
realestatesteps.net, folks.
I want to hear Farnoosh say that really fast. realestatesteps.net.
realestatesteps.net.
There you go. Almost got it right.
It's okay. He did that because I messed his name up.
No.
But, you know, this is a great tool
for
agents. Okay. This is the conversation of the agents now, where if you're doing follow-up with clients, and you're going, and they're going, well, I'm not sure, you know, and they're kind of like teeter-tottering, then you can sit there and, hey, check this website out.
Yeah.
Plug the numbers in. See what it looks like. Because I just met somebody at an open house last weekend, and they're the perfect candidate for this program. Okay, they're renters, they want to buy, and they're kind of a little frightened about the whole process, uneasy about it. So you send them that tool. They start playing with the numbers. Now their confidence gains, and they're ready to say, hey, you know, let's try this. And then as the agent, you're able to then talk to the listing agent and be able to, you know, communicate that to them. So really, I recommend agents, whether you're a buyer or seller's agent, learn this about this program, because it's really a big thing that can, like you said, it can be the game changer, whether, you know, you get the deal or the sale based upon that.
Yeah, absolutely. I wholeheartedly agree with you. And like you, I like working with first-time home buyers because many of them think, oh my God, you know, there's just no way I can't afford a house. And they're already paying. Right now, the rents are so high, they're already paying, you know, what a mortgage is. Okay.
Absolutely.
And we sit down, we start doing the numbers. And this is just another great tool to do that with people and say, no, you can't afford it. Look at this. As a matter of fact, you're actually losing money. Okay, and I love this quote I heard, and I forget where I heard it from, but the truth is that whether you're renting or buying a home or own a home, one way or another, you're paying a mortgage, whether it's yours or somebody else's.
Exactly.
So why not make it yours?
Exactly. As you guys mentioned, I see that a lot, and I want whoever listened to this know that there is no reason for you to not contact us.
Yeah.
Because we don't charge any fees. All we here is to show you the guidance and the steps that you can take to achieve your dream, to become a homeowner.
Yeah.
And a lot of misinformation is out there. So best way is to get it from the source.
Yes.
You know, I see a lot people think, for example, FHA loan is for a first-time home buyer. That is not entirely true. If you have a good credit, if you have a good income, you can do conventional loans with only 3% down.
Yeah.
Don't limit yourself to the whatever you know you can find online. There's a lot of different misinformation online. So contact us. There's no obligation. We'll give you all the information, and then you come back to us and decide what would you like to do. No one's going to force you to do anything you don't want. As Nick was just saying, either way, you are paying a mortgage. We do offer down payment assistance program.
Mm-hmm.
So if you have a good credit, you know, you've been at your job for 2 years and you're just struggling with a down payment, we can help you with that.
Right.
So get in touch with Nick, Bob, or me, and then we can show you the difference. And just very small example. I just had a client who has a perfect credit, perfect job. She said, I want to wait until I save money, okay, to buy down payment. Instead of using down payment assistance, because the interest rate was a little bit higher. And I said, okay, that makes sense, but just let me do the numbers for you. You take it with you and come back and tell me what you think. So if you're paying, for example, $1,500 a month rent,
mm-hmm.
that would be almost $18,000 in a year, right? Yeah. It takes you 2 years to save. That's $36,000 that you're going
right.
to throw away.
Right.
So we just say, if you had your down payment right now, buying a house, for example, just an example, because I don't want to quote any APR or anything. If you would have bought it at 4.5% and your payment would have been, for example, $1,500 versus you buy it at 6% with a down payment assistance and your payment goes up $200, right? Yeah. So in a year, you're only overpaying how much?
Yeah.
$200.
Yeah.
If it goes up $200, it would be about, you know, almost $2,800
okay.
a year.
Right.
So in 2 years, you throw away $5,000.
Right.
But if you're renting, you throw away $36,000.
Right.
I mean, that's not even considering the equity that you're building within that 2 years in your house and the principal you're paying down. So don't
And the tax benefits you get.
Exactly. So yeah, there are a lot of ways. So I will highly suggest to contact us and we can guide you.
The numbers don't lie. You're exactly absolutely right. When you sit down, look at it logically, you know, and let Farnoosh run the numbers for you, you'll see. You're going to go, oh, wait a minute, this doesn't make sense.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. One more time, website and your phone number.
Well, my number is 916-671-6925. My website will be cmgfi.com/agents/farnoosh.wahidi. And please feel free to contact me. I will be always available for you.
And we'll have that on our website as well.
Thank you again, Nick. And thank you, Bob, for having me here. It was a pleasure.
Thanks for coming, dude.
All right. So come back next week. We'll have another wonderful episode of Real Estate Steps.
And Amir will be here.
And yes, Amir, we'll have to tell some stories about Dubai. Thank you for listening to Real Estate Steps podcast. We'll be back next week with some fresh topics about real estate news that's pertinent and relevant to you. You can follow us at Facebook or Twitter at Real Estate Steps. Be sure to subscribe to us at your favorite podcast streaming site. Also, you can follow us at realestatesteps.net and contact us, email us. We'd love to hear from you. Thank you again for listening, and we'll see you next week.